through Romans chapter 8, and we're in session 2 of 5 sessions on chapter 8. This covers verses 9 through 17, and it's entitled In Christ's Family, In Christ's Family. So let's read that section, Romans 8, starting with verse 9. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life, or alive, because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy. The familiar term for father. Verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Now we read that we are not in the flesh, but are in the Spirit. What does this mean? How can we know for sure that I am in the Spirit and the Holy Spirit is in me? Let's start by asking, can you think you are a Christian in Christ, but you are not? Can you believe you're a Christian, but you're not? Unfortunately, this is possible. Let's look at some of these unfortunate folks who came to speak with Christ back in Matthew 7. So I'm going to flip to Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. That's pretty scary. Why are they lost? The simplest way I have found to explain this is that they're trusting in what they did for Christ, their works, their achievements, instead of what Christ did for them on the cross. His blood paid the penalty for your sin. If you believe on him and receive him as your Lord and Savior, he is in you and you in him. You receive his Spirit, his righteousness, and a place in his family forever. So now let's get practical. I'm led by the Spirit. What does this mean? How can I know it? Listen to a wise teacher who answers these questions. Got this from one of my references. Let me find it right here. Believers are not led through subjective mental impressions or promptings to provide direction in making life's decisions. Something Scripture nowhere teaches. Instead, God's Spirit objectively leads his children, sometimes through orchestration of circumstances, but primarily through, number one, illumination, which is divinely clarifying Scripture to make it understandable to our sinful, finite minds, and number two, sanctification, divinely enabling us to obey Scripture. When a person experiences the Spirit's leading in those ways, he gains assurance that God has adopted him into his family. Not just feelings you get, objective, illumination and sanctification. So let's look again at verse 16, which is critical to what we're doing throughout this book of the Bible. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Holy Spirit, in your life, in your heart, helps confirm to you that he's there. You know in your heart of hearts, your inner being, that something is different and wonderful. your nature, your desires, your motive for living is different. His Holy Spirit is in you. And so, Father, confirm to your children, those that believe and trust in you, that you're there. When they pray, when they read your word, when they understand and look at the things that are going on around them, that they realize you're involved in it, that your desires are different, that your motives are different, your sense of desiring to obey rather than disobey is changing over time. This is evidence that the Holy Spirit is working and changing you as he promises. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.